Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to today's episode. How does this saying make you feel? Is it true or false? And the saying is in that subject line. And it says, stick and stones will hurt your bones, but words will never harm you. Again, I'm going to repeat the question. How does this saying make you feel? Is it true or is it false or a lie? And what's worse, physical pain or emotional pain? And which one heals faster? So those are my questions for you with this one. And I want to go into it and give you a little bit of feedback on why this thing that hit me so hard this very week when I learned about it and that saying came up and I go, oh. So let me introduce myself. My name is Denise Thompson, and this topic is so close to my heart because of personal experiences. You know that everything I do has to do with get healthy now, be it body, mind, or finances, or all three, or two of the three, whatever it is. So this, too, has to do with getting healthy, either physically or emotionally, or both, or maybe all three. But anyway, it was not only during my childhood that I got a whacking here and there, mostly physical pain, right? Well, it didn't happen too often because my parents just had to look at me and I shaped up. I was told I was one of the easiest children they raised, but I still got a whacking here and there or a slap in my face or something, which was common in that era when I was born after World War II. And nobody talked about child abuse during that time when you got a whacking. So anyway, that was the thing that happened to me. So it was mostly physical pain during my childhood. But during my adulthood, it was more emotional pain that I received, and mostly from people I loved and trusted. I'm sure you might have heard a previous episode when I said, it was just a few years ago that I wrote an Amazon bestseller. It's a little stress reduction book. And it's called, actually, you can just find it easier by putting my name in a subject line. But if you want the title, it's called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. And yeah, it took me a while to write it, even though it's a small little booklet, but the content is of a lot of value. So when I talked to my mom about it, she says, who wrote it for you? There's no way you could write that by yourself. Let me tell you, I was already over 60, had made it up to a master's degree in education, and have done a lot of things in my life. I moved away from home because of verbal abuse and things like that. And still haunting me. I go, oh my gosh, how can I be a bestseller? It's his number one bestseller on the book. And yet my mom thinks I'm not capable of doing that. Another one was quite a few years earlier when I earned my master's. And my dad said, oh yeah, from which university did you buy it from? There's no way you can do it on your own. Holy Maloney, that is so hurtful. Knowing how hard I worked while raising a child, having a husband who had to travel and was not home all the time, having to find babysitters, doing it all in my fifth language, the foreign language. And my parents don't even have to trust in me that I can do it. That was really painful. There were many more other things which I don't want to rehash, because in the meantime, lucky me, I have realized that they only acted upon what they knew, and they had no clue who I had become, because they only saw me once every 5 years or so since I've been over here for 41 years, almost 42 end of August. And I just go, okay, I need to forgive them so I can let go and move on. So those words did harm me. It was more painful for so many years. It lingered than if they would have, you know, hit me with a stick or if they would have thrown something at me. That would have been physical pain that could have healed. And once it was healed, I would have forgotten about it. But anyway, we're adults. We have opportunities to grow. And when this sentence was just presented to us in the course that I'm taking, I just reflected upon it. And I go, oh my gosh, there's probably a lot of things we are not prepared for. So let me say, as you probably know, I've done a lot of things. So when I worked as a nurse, I comforted my patients in both areas, physical and emotional pain. I helped them recover, or I helped them and was there holding their hands when they died. Just anything they needed, I was there with them so they wouldn't be alone. When I worked as a fitness trainer, I worked with my clients to push through both pains, emotional and physical pain. Because quite often when you suffer physical pain, you wonder emotionally, is it really worth it? Then, teacher, I prepared my students for both pains. Yet, looking back at my own life, I was never prepared for any of these pains, physical or emotional. So, recently, I experienced a huge aha moment. I was asked a question about someone and started answering back by writing in a text. I have made it a habit to never send anything without reading it again and asking myself, one, does what I have written serve the person I am writing it to, or the person I'm writing it about, or myself? When I cannot say a firm yes, it does, I delete and rewrite until I can say yes wholeheartedly and with good consciousness or good conscience. So, it was just yesterday that this happened again. And I had one person ask me a question and I wrote my thoughts. What that person did to me, the person we were talking about. And I said, what that person did to me, etc. And I read it out and I could not send it. I changed everything and ended up saying, after a few times, you know, going with the process of elimination to find what really serves, what's beneficial, what is worth saying, what brings value to the table. Finally, I ended up saying, she has such a good heart, which I truly believe. It's just the words and the actions that come out sometimes that don't show that. But that person has a very good heart. And then I sent the message, and oh my goodness, I felt so good knowing I did not gossip. I did not say anything I would not say in front of the other person, but say something or share something of value. Making this a new habit to never say anything negative, rather not to say anything at all, is so freeing. Who's with me? Who's going to help to do that on their own? That's why I love that we have so many ways of writing things. We have text messages, we have emails, we have longhand. We can do a draft, another draft, and a third draft. It doesn't matter. And then usually I put it away for a few minutes, depending on how deep the subject is and how deep I'm venting when I write. It takes sometimes a day. I reread it and I go, what in the world was going through my head? Why did I write that? Who does it serve? And is it even true? That's when I use my stop challenge twos, which I've talked about so many times. Stop and think about, why did What's triggered you to write that? And then challenge your thoughts. Is it really true? Is it something that helps somebody else to move forward? Or is it something that's just gossip and hurts people? And then choose the answer that serves everybody and also yourself best, so you don't have to feel guilty. And I go, wow. So I would like to challenge you to start using the same or a similar technique. And when you write something back, when you ask the question and you feel that your emotions have been triggered by something that is not positive, that gives you pain. And when you respond in pain back to the person who wrote it to you or sent it to you or asked you about it, think about it twice or three times. Write what you feel like. It just let it out. Let it go. Put it on paper. Put it in the computer. Put it on the text. But don't send it till you have read it and reread it and reread it and you're 100% convinced that you have something positive to say. Shift your thoughts to the point where you can find something positive, which I did by responding, she has such a good heart, which I know she does. So it came from my heart and it was taken as such. So let's practice that this week. And just really, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. Keep it to yourself. If you have something to share and it's of value and it serves you and the people that you're letting know about it, please do so. Now, since we're talking about mental, physical, and financial health, I would like to offer you two gifts, and you choose which one you want or if you want both. The first one is a free health goal strategy session where I can help you figure out where you are really strong in your health goals and where you could use some improvement. And that's personal, that's between you and I and nobody else. And I'm willing to send out an e-health newsletter. All I need from you is an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net, and it's hyperlinked on the transcript here. So you can just click on it and send me the same. Make sure the first three letters in the subject line are capitalized BTR for Block Talk Radio, and then the subject behind what you want to know. Like you want the health goal strategy session, you want the e-newsletter, health newsletter, you want to ask me a question, you would like to participate in next episode or something, and you have something to share of value so we can talk about it and structure it. I'm more than happy to work with you, help you out, and do something with you together if you are willing to do it with me. It's a trust-building relationship. It's building friendships. It's being there for one another and helping each other out. So again, send your comments, your desires, your goals, your gifts that you would like, either the health goal strategy session or the e-health newsletter or both, in the email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net, and the first three letters in the subject line have to be capital TR for Block Talk Radio so I can fish it out of the spam folder. So I hope I was able to bring you a little bit of value in one of the sayings that's been around for years and years and years, and open your eyes that it's not even really true. Because words can hurt much deeper and longer than a physical pain can last. So having said that, I wish you a wonderful time, a great week. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And let's talk then about another subject. Take care.